This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The promise of COVID-19 vaccines is phenomenal and potentially game-changing. World Health Organization European Director Hans Kluge said Thursday, one day after Britain became the first Western country to approve a shot. Britain approved Pfizer Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine, developed with Germany's BioNTech, outpacing the world in the race to begin the most crucial mass inoculation program in history. Speaking from Copenhagen, Kluge said vaccine supplies will be very limited at first and that countries must decide who gets priority, though the WHO also cited growing consensus that first recipients should be older people, medical workers, and people with other diseases. This is what Britain has planned. The new coronavirus still has the potential to do enormous damage, Kluge said, but the future looks brighter as other vaccine candidates, including from Moderna and AstraZeneca, have also delivered positive trial results. The United Arab Emirates launched tourist visas for Israeli citizens on Thursday, official media said. It's the latest move following the normalization of ties between the two countries. Abu Dhabi's foreign ministry announced the activation of tourist entry visas through airlines and travel and tourism offices for those holding Israeli passports. The measure is a stopgap until a mutual visa waiver agreement is put in place, meaning Israelis visiting the UAE will be eligible for visa on arrival. The same will apply to Emiratis visiting the Jewish state. With their economies hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, the UAE and Israel are hoping for fast dividends from the U.S.-brokered normalization deal signed in September. And Iran on Thursday surpassed the 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections, the health ministry said, in the Middle East country hardest hit by the pandemic. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan will visit its ally Azerbaijan on December 9th and 10th, his office said Thursday, following a truce that ended fighting over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The planned visit is the first by a foreign head of state to Baku since the ceasefire last month, which ended 6 weeks of heavy fighting and saw ethnic Armenians agree to withdraw from large parts of the contested region of Azerbaijan. Turkey is a regional ally of Azerbaijan and has strongly defended its right to reclaim the Nagorno-Karabakh lands, which Baku lost to ethnic Armenian separatists in a war from 1988 to 1994. Ankara announced on Tuesday that Turkey and Russia have agreed to monitor the Karabakh truce from a joint peacekeeping center. Again, Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday. It's the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in acquiring and rolling out the vaccine. Meantime, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of a bleak winter ahead as America continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop spread of the coronavirus. He said the country would run out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continued. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai has been arrested and charged with fraud amid a growing crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous city. The 73-year-old Lai appeared in a Hong Kong courtroom Thursday, along with two other executives of his Next Digital company, and reportedly were accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. Lai was arrested at his home back in August and charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the city's new national security law imposed by China. Lai is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. Under the law, anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.